Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 19 of Heroes Unlimited. This page is about comas. How you fall into a coma, how you recover from a coma. We've talked about all of this before. You can listen to my episode on page 14 of Ninjas and Super Spies for this material. So today, once again, we're dipping into the magical world of transdimensional TMNT to discover another wonderful thing from that book. I'm rolling the dice to select a random page. Today we're going to page 13. We find ourselves on a page describing various mutant animal psionic powers. For whatever reason, Palladium's TMNT games have always provided the option of psychic powers for mutant animals, despite the fact that that's not really a big part of the TMNT comics. Who knows why? These psychic abilities are a bit of an oddity in the Palladium system. They work differently from other psionics. Most of the stuff on this page, like mind block, mind control, telepathic transmission, is familiar from other sources of psionics and specifically mutant animal psionics in Palladium. But this page does have one cool power that we don't see in some other key places, Technomind. This is a touch range psionic power available to your mutant penguin or mutant kangaroo or what have you that allows the character to directly mentally communicate with computers and computerized machinery. If you have access to a modem, you could even touch the modem and use the modem to access the machine. So this presumably would allow you to navigate the internet by touch without hardware, as long as you at least have access to a modem and a phone line. Just that, just the ability to access the internet through psionics by touch is so, so cool. This power also functions as telepathy with sentient machines, so you can speak mentally but only to sentient robots, which is a really cool thing. I would love to have a party that's got like an android and it has like a mutant red panda who can use the internet by touching a computer and using his mind as his browser and everything, and who can also mentally communicate with only the android in the party. That seems like so much fun. Mutant animal psychic abilities are great because there's no real limit, at least inherently, on how often you can use them. They don't need ISP or anything like that, as the psionics in Heroes Unlimited do, as we'll find. Technomind is definitely the most wonderful thing on this page, but I want to also give a shout out to the way that mind control works, just because we've talked a little bit about the insanity rules in previous episodes of MDC. We're going to be talking about them much more as we go. Heroes Unlimited has a bigger insanity section than Ninjas and Super Spies, with a lot of new material. I've expressed a bit of a soft spot for these rules, and I want to be clear that I think they're great as weird behavioral tics. Obviously, calling them the insanity rules and associating them in any way with the realities of like mental disability or mental differences, like different kinds of autism, is really insensitive and inappropriate. I certainly would not use these rules if I had the intention of creating a disabled character or as like a jokey way to give character to someone by saying that they have some sort of mental condition. However, superhero comics being what they are, sci-fi being what it is, fantasy being what it is, lots of weird things can happen to brains, and the unusual effects of those weird things can, I think, add a lot of fun to a game that is already like weird and over the top and illogical. That's the context in which I'd like to see a lot of these quote unquote insanities used. And the mind control power here actually does that. Victims who are mind controlled are aware of it and may end up with an insanity from the Heroes Unlimited insanity rules. This, I feel, would be an ideal way to have this sort of like side effect of psionic mind control is that you now try to murder people whenever music is playing, or you develop a smooth alter ego like Stefan or Kel. That's just a cool thing to throw into your game, and for my tolerance at least, not something that is really insensitive to real mental issues. It's clearly a fantasy element stemming from another fantasy element, so I think we could maybe get into the goofiness without anybody feeling weird about it. But pontificating aside, Technomind is a great, fun power, and every power is cooler if you give it to a mutant animal. So big thumbs up for Technomind. I would love to have it in a game that I run. Join me tomorrow as the character creation process for my poor, dumb, unlikable baby continues, and we move on to steps 3, 4, and 5 of character creation on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.